Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you are doing. Bless the listeners, Lord Jesus. You know what they are going through. You know the circumstances and the situations. Lord, I pray that you get in the midst, Lord. We need you and ask for you to guide our steps, Lord. We are submitting ourselves unto you today, Lord. Do what seemeth good unto you, Lord, according to your will and your destiny for our life. In Jesus' name, amen. We left off yesterday with, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." We were in Exodus chapter 20, and that was verse 3. So let's go on to verse 4 now. It says, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth." God is very detailed there. Don't make any graven image of anything and really begin to worship it. You don't go and make a statue with your own hands. Butterflies and dolphins and trees and fishes and things that you depict in your mind as an angel, and you're setting that down, and including crosses, and worshiping that. That is a graven image. We talked yesterday about we have been given access to the throne of grace. Before, there was a temple, and we had to go, and there was these procedures that the priests had to do in order to get into the temple. Well, now, you know what? We have become a royal priesthood, a kingdom, a nation that God has brought unto himself. We are all priests, believers. That's what we have been made. Even the Gentiles now, we have been engrafted in to that family of believers. And that when when God has said what he has made for them, we are a peculiar people, a special people, a royal priesthood. So now we go directly in. So we don't go and make these graven images and bow down and worship these things. You know, I hear about some people that have altars at home. And you pray at home. Yes, definitely, we pray at home. But we have to be careful about setting up things to worship as if it gives us access to God. It doesn't. And so God is saying, don't make any graven image. And he's explicit, not in anything above the heavens, not in anything below the heavens, in the ground, not on anything earth. I am the Lord. Don't make unto thee any graven images. Let's go to verse 5. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. That was very key there. So God is saying he is a jealous God. He's saying don't make any graven images. And he says that I will visit the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me. He is saying when you worship other graven images and you don't worship God, but you worship things. We talked yesterday about thou shalt have no other gods before me, and you know, money, career, education, intellect, power, people, yourself, your pain, you know, worship other things. He's saying, I'm a jealous God. Don't have anything before me. And if you do, and you make these graven images, and you're bowing down to worship these things, you worship in your car, you worship in your house. You know, you're worshiping your landscape, things that you made. Even Nebuchadnezzar looked out and he was standing on his balcony and his lattice looking out and saying, look at what I have done. And as the words were in his mouth, God just stripped the kingdom from him and he turned into an animal. He was, it just made a beast and went running off into the wilderness. And so it's a lesson to us that, you know, you are saying when you worship other things, you're saying that you hate God. That's strong. That he says, I will visit the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. It is either or with God. You know, we live in a society, and include myself, you know, sometimes we females, and I'm sorry to say this, you know, I'm sorry other females, but we can live a lot in the gray areas. We have all these alternatives, and especially in relationships. You know, we have these read-ins. We read in this and that. We won't take things for black and white. And that's one thing that I can say that I appreciate about a lot of men, because men seem to be more black and white. And I know women are saying, that's not true. And, you know, I'm just going to tell it like with my experience. Men tend to be a little bit more black and white than we are. We tend to be a little bit more in the gray areas. We have a tendency to read into things and say, this is what we interpret the thing to be. But you know, that's not God. God is, this is what it is. He's saying, if you love me, you will not do these things. You will not worship things. Because if you worship things and you put these things above me, you are saying that you hate me. It's just pretty black and white with God. Which is a little bit interesting to get our minds around, because we're like, well, Lord, you gave me these skills and these talents, and I go out and I do these great things. Even if you're a believer, you believe that, you know that God gave you these things, these talents, excuse me, these abilities, these capabilities to do things. But God is saying, you don't worship that. You worship me, which is the creator. Not the creation. You don't worship the creation, the things that I have made. You worship the one that makes them. Because when we worship things, that means that we have something to do with it, right? Because if we worship cars, that means that we went out and earned the money in order to buy the car. We worship the house, the same difference. If we worship our career, that means we stayed up all night doing papers and managing the business well. We had something to do with that. And so in the Ten Commandments, God wants to strip that in the first four of them. When it talks about just our relationship directly to God, he wants to strip that back and say, you don't have anything to do with this. I am the one that brought you out of the land of Egypt, which means I'm the one that brought you out of sin and bondage and slavery. And I am expecting that you honor and reverence me. And later on in the book of Exodus, and even, yes, even before that, the Israelites started complaining before even chapter 20. They started complaining about they wanted leeks and onions, and they wish they were back in Egypt. And because sin in the world is very familiar, and we have to be extremely careful. When it's time to make changes, it is so easy to go back to what you are used to doing. It is the hard work to go forward in what you have yet to experience. I'm going to stop right there. May you continue in the Word of Me tomorrow in the Ten Commandments. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.